Good morning, everybody. How are we doing today? We are on Ayin Zayin Amid Beis. We are continuing our discussion. Oh, look at this hawk. Can you bring something new to this? What's that? Orange juice? VH1? Okay. We're going to discuss today the Isser. From what kind of Isser Bia does a woman become a Chalala? All Isserei Bia, all Isser relations, or are they just unique to that of a Kohen? Amalei Rebbe Abaye says, Rebbe Abaye, Yisrael Abalachayso, a Yisrael who has relations with his sister, Zona Mashvele, that makes her into a Zona with those relations. But the Shaila is, Chalala Mashvele or Lo Mashvele? Does that turn that young lady into a Chalala or not? What are the stadim of the suffix? What are the different sides of this doubt? Me, I'm reading Kavachomer Mechayve Lavin. Do we say we have a Kavachomer from all other Chiyuve Lavin? For example, an Almana, a Grusha, or other Psulei Kahuna. And he also, just like there's a Chiyuv Lav here, Havya Chalala. Okay, and there's a Chalala, Mechayave Krisus. Here's this person who was engaged in a relationship that caused a Karis. Lo kol shekein, how much more so should this woman become a chalala, right? Because it's more stringent. O dilma, or perhaps ein chalala elami iser kahuna. Do we say that a woman only becomes a chalala when she has a relationship that is unique to a kahuna, namely a grusha or an almana? For example, a grusha and almana, she could marry stam yid. Right, just because you got divorced doesn't make you a bad person where you can't marry a yid anymore. But that grusha cannot marry a kohen. So maybe that relationship with the kohen makes her into a chalala. But if the person has relations with their sister, does that make her into a chalala? Because that relationship is ushered by all Jews, not just a kohen. Yeah, two questions. Wow.
So
yeah.
If the child's going to become a chalala. Then what's he becoming chalala from? If it's not the kahuna, like what else?
A zona, you're asking. If the person's becoming a zona, what's the status of the zona? So there are two different. Could be that there are two lavin. So do you only get one versus two?
By a zona, would it be?
Hold on. Fishdays.
What about the kid though?
We're not talking about the kid here. We're talking about the woman herself. Does that woman remain ineligible for a kohen after having relations let's say a person has relations with their brother, can they go marry a Kohen down the road? But if they're a Zona, they can't marry a Kohen anyway. That's the question you're asking. So then they can't marry a Kohen. Is there going to be one, or is it going to be two? Yeah, Loi. Because if you look in Rashi says, obvious this woman is a Zona, right? Because she has a Be'ilus Psul, and she becomes Osir to a Kohen. The Shaila is she a Chalala now, okay, for the Kohen to get Malkus on it? Yeah, Loi. So Kimle be the Rabbi Mine is affecting the punishment, not the status. So what is her status?
Kind of a punishment, status.
No. The status is a grusha or a almana or a chalala. Remember we said the sequence yesterday. We had a sequence. If it goes from grusha to almana to chalala to zona, then she's chayav four sets. Because we spoke about Shemus Mukhlak and Kufam Mukhlak, and remember that whole situation? So the Shaila is here, is her status, not the punishment. That's the discussion. Yeah, you had a question, Ashrazel? Okay. So that's the Shaila here. And that's what Rashi seems to learn, the Gemara as well. So Amalei, Ein Chalala Elami Isser Kahuna Bilvai. The only time a woman becomes a Chalala is when she has relations that are unique to the Kahuna. So with your sister, that would not make you a chalala. Okay? Only with a grusha or an almana for a kohen gadol would that make the woman a chalala. Amar Rav Menahe Milsadam Rabbana. Where do we learn this din of the Rabbanan? That ein chalala ela miser kahuna. That a woman only becomes a chalal from that which is unique to the iser of a kahuna. Disanya, we learned in a brisa vis-a-vis the din of a kohen gadol, says in pasuk. Vayikra, Perek of Aleph, Pasuk Yudalit. Almana Ugrusha Vichalala Zona. Says an Almana, Agrusha, a Vichalala, a Zona, as Elulo Yikach. All of these you cannot have. So the Brisa now is going to explain within this Pasuk all of these Surim that are mentioned. Lo Yemar Grusha Bekain Gadol. Why do you have to mention that a Kohen Gadol can't marry a Grusha? Is that obvious? Why is that obvious?
Because a Kohen
Hedyot. Ah, Tesim Mikal, the Kohen Hedyot, like Usher Zaylik says. Learn it out from Stam a Kohen. A regular Kohen cannot marry a Grusha. Avada what? A Kohen Gadol can't marry a Grusha. V'ana, I mean, I'll tell you. I will tell you the following. Hashtu l'Kohen Hedjot Asur l'Kohen Gadol Mibayi. To a Kohen Hedjot, it's Asur Avada. It's going to be an Asur to a Kohen Gadol as well. Lama Nemra, why did it tell me the Isur Grusha by a Kohen Gadol? So the Gemara answers. Shame Shechaluka Grusha Mizona Vechalala. Just like there's an independent lav for a Grusha from a Zona, from a Chalala, B'Kohen Hedyot, by a regular Kohen like we learned yesterday, Kach Chaluka B'Kohen Gadol. So too they are distinguished as well. Says the Gemara Pshita. Isn't that obvious? A Kohen Gadol should get, right, that a Kohen Gadol should get Malkus on a Grusha independently. Migra Gara, is that of a Kohen lesser Kedusha? Right? Lesser than a Kushit of Kohen Gadol. Is he lesser? So it can't be that's what it's telling me. Elo what? Kishem Shechaluka Grusha Mezona V'Chalala B'Kohen Hedjot. So the Gemara now answers. Just like there's a distinction by a Grusha and a Zona and a Chalala by a Stama Kohen, and we get Malkus on each one independently, Kach Almana Chaluka, so too an Almana Chaluka Megrusha V'Chalala V'Zona B'Kohen Gadol. So too the Almana status is distinguished that from a Grusha Chalona Zona by a Kohen Gadol. And the Gemara now continues the Brisa. We're not up to the Brisa that we need yet. Chalala Lama Nemra. Why does it have to tell me the Isser Chalala by a Kohen Gadol if there's going to be an Isser also where? By a Kohen Hanyot. Ein Chalala Ela Misikuna. Now it tells me by a Chalala. It's telling me because they only become a Chalala, which is that which is unique to an Isser Kahuna. Not which is an Isser by all Jews, like by one who has relations with the sister. Now the good Brisa continues, but again, whenever you see a long Brisa, you have to know what do we identify as the piece that we needed. We needed that last sentence. That was the source that we try to figure out. But now the Brisa continues. Zona Lama Nemra, why does it tell me the din of a Zona by a Kohen Gadol? Right? It seems to be extra, so it says, no, we need Zona for Xerishav. Nemr Khan, by it says, by a Kohen Gadol Zona, Venemr Lahalan also says, by a regular Kohen Zona, Ma Khan. Just like by the Kohen Gadol Zaro Chulin, the progeny, the product of a Kohen Gadol becomes Chulin and not a Kohen. Afla Holland, so to Viter by a regular Kohen who has relations with somebody that has an Isser Kahuna, Zaro Chulin. The product is a regular person and not a Kohen as well. Okay. After the Bryce explained that a Chalala can only come from an Isser Kahuna, the Gemara teaches us an additional halacha. Amar Rav Ashi, you should always know whenever you see Rav Ashi, that means we're coming to the end of a sugya, right? Ravina and Rav Ashi compiled the Gemara, and therefore, whenever you see their names, that means they are at the end. They are, it's just important to know, when you see Rav Ashi, you can start to breathe. Amar Rav Ashi, says Rav Ashi, Hilchach, therefore, since we said that you can only become an Ichal from an Isser Kahuna, Kohen Haba Alachoso, a Kohen who has relations with his sister, Zona Mashvele. That makes her into a Zona. Chalala lo mashvile. But that does not make her into a Chalala. Right? Because this Bia is an Isser of Achoso and not Alts, the Isser of a Kahuna. Chazru ba'ala. But then, if he has relations with her a second time, or another Kohen has relations with her a second time, now that she's Asa Chalala, that makes her into a Chal. Because since the first Bia made her into a Zona, and that Isser only applies by a kahuna, so now the second time, that can make her into a chalol. Okay, that's the end of that. Sugya. Right? I told you, Ravashi is always at the end. Now we have a new thing. Now we're going to talk about another chiyuvim that are shayach to a kohen who marries a woman who was usher to him. Amar Rav Yehuda, kohen gadol be'almana, a kohen gadol who marries a widow, of course that's a violation, loka shtayim, he gets two sets of malchus. Achas mishum, one because he violates the pasuk of lo yikach, one is not allowed to take her. That's an isser. What's the word is lo yikach? We know that from the beginning of the Masechta. What piece is lo yikach referring to? The kiddushin, kicha kicha mister, right? The word kikach, right? Lo yikach va'achas mishum lo yichal, and one because he has profaned the woman with the relation. Says the Gemara. Let's throw on some more. You have defamed the product, right? Just like she has become profaned from her kahuna, so too the child. Says the Gemara, b'shalay gemar bia, so it wasn't complete bia, right? And therefore there wasn't a chilul of the zera, of the seed. Okay? Just there was a chilul of the woman. Okay? Because even by the initial part of the relations of the bia, she becomes mischalalas. Frek the Gemara kasha masiv rava the shayla. We learned in the Mishnah in Makkos, if you remember from last year, a kohen gadol who has relations with an almana and she's also vigrusha loke mishum shnei shemos. You get two sets of malchus, Loi. We spoke about this right before. Just right because of an isra almana and because of an isra grusha. My love, what do we see from this? Mishtei shemos v'tzulo. Only because of two different Isurim and no more. And according to Yehuda, you should have gotten more, because not only is an Isra Bia, there's also an Isra of Lo Yichalal. So why should you get an additional Isra? Says the Gemara Lo. The intent is not to say there are two different Shemus, just Almana and Grusha, but rather Shnei Shemus Al Isra Zeh, or Shnei Shemus Al Isra Zeh. It's two that are four. You get two Isurim, one for Almana and Grusha for Lo Yichach, and two Isurim, one for Almana, one for Agrusha, of Lo Yichal. Okay? So you get two. Ihach, he says the Gemara, if you get because of Agrusha, Ema Seifa, let's check out the second half. It says, Grusha v'chalutza eno chayv al alachas. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you should get two sets, one because of Lo Yichach, and one because of Lo Yichal. Says the Gemara, Hachikamar, eno chayv al alachas, you only chayv for one Isur, of a grusha, uli olam, shnei shemetz, but there are two different names, one for the lakicha and one for the chilul, and therefore you get two sets, but one, that is two. Then the Gemara asks, v'chalutza midarabanan, why should you get v'chalutza? That's a din, I'm sorry, is chalutza a din derabanan? Right? Is it, we say it's only derabanan, and therefore the Mishnah says you don't get malchus on it. Ay, v'hatan, you learned in a braisa, grusha, ein liela grusha, chalutza minayin. I know that there's an Isra Grusha, but what about the Isra Chalutza? Says the Gemara, Talmud Lomar, Ish V'Isha, with the Vav. Vav, the extra Vav teaches us, not only is an Isra Grusha, but there's an Isra Chalutza, we learn out from the Pasuk. Says the, and it seems like Chalitza, therefore should be an Isra Daraisa. Says the Gemara, no, it's a Din Darabanan, Ukra, and the Pasuk is merely what? And a smachta bialma, it's merely something that the Chachamim relied upon to teach us the Yisr. The Gemara now brings the Machlokas Amaroyim by a din of a Kohen that has Kiddusha within a woman, that is possible. But they never had relations. Okay? So if they had, they got engaged, and they never had relations. I kind of tipped you off earlier as to what the potential distinction would be. Amrabai Kidei Shekayin has Kiddusha, and he says, Arami Kodesh is lead to a woman who's ushered to him. Loka. They get one set of Malkus. Baal, when they have relations, loike, they get another set of malchus. Kidesh loike mishum lo yikach. When they have kiddushin, the yisr is alt lo yikach. Baal, when they have relations, loike mishum lo yichal. Then you get the second yisr of lo yichal. Rav Amar no. Rav disagrees, and he says, Baal loike. When you have relations, then you get malchus. Even on the initial lakicha. Lo Baal, if there were no relations, ain't no loka. You don't get Malkus. Okay? Even on the Nisu, even on the Kiddushin. Mishum Dechsiv, because it says in Pasuk, Lo Yikach, Vilo Yichalo. Ma Tam Lo Yikach, what's the reason why you can't have Kiddushin with a woman who's ushered to you, this Kohen? Mishum Lo Yichalo. Because of the problem of turning into a Chal. But if you never have relations, you don't turn into a Chal, therefore you're not over on the relations. So this is interesting. As the Machlokas Abaye and Rava, it will be an interesting study as to how linked the Bia is to the Kiddushin. There's another sugya we learned this year, Machlokas Abaye and Rava, about Kiddushin Misur and Labia, Kiddushin She'em Misur and Labia, Machlokas Abaye and Rava, and how that plays out here. I didn't do the research, I'll leave it to one of you to do the research. Okay, the Gemara then is going to bring in other cases where Abaye and Rava do not argue. Vit, Abaye is going to say, the following. Moda Abai. Abai is going to agree to Rava by the case of Machzir Grushaso. You remember the case of Machzir Grushaso? You have this young lady, she gets divorced from her husband, she remarries somebody else, and then she remarries the initial husband. That's a case of a Machzir Grushaso. Shem Kidesh Velo Baal. In that case, he says, if there was kiddushin. Without relations, there ain't a boel. You don't get malchus on the kiddushin. Okay? Why? Why? Lachas li also leisha amarachmana v'ha leika. Because by the pasuk of Machzir Grushaso, it says, Lakachto lios lalish, you took her in order to be your wife. And the wife implies relations. Moda Rava, but Rava will agree to Abaye by the case of the Kohen Gadol be'almana. By a Kohen Gadol who has Kiddushin with an almana, there she'im ba'al velo kidesh. If there was only Bia, but there was no Kiddushin, there, that what? Shaloka. That normally you need both in order to have Malkus, but there he'll agree that you do get Malkus. Okay, even though the Bia is not linked to the Kiddushin, you would get Malkus. Why? Because it says, velo yichal zaro be'amav. You should not profane the seed in your nation. Amar Rachman of the Torah tells us. Very uchil. And here he was mechal the amana, the seed, even if this happened prior to the Kiddushin. Therefore, in that case, Rava would agree, even though they're normally linked, to say that there would be Malkus. And furthermore, Ushnei and Modim, they both agree, b'machzir grushaso, by the case of returning to the woman you were married, who you had already divorced, and you married somebody between. Okay? Sheba'al velo kidesh, if there was Bia without Kiddushin, there everybody would agree, ain't no loka, there will be no Malkus. Not one, not two, without Kiddushin. Why? Because Derech Likuchin Asritar. The Torah only asked it by way of Kiddushin. And since there was no Kiddushin, the Torah did not necessarily asr it, and therefore it would not make her into a chil, and therefore there would be no Malkus. Whether you hold like the opinion of Abai, or whether you hold like the opinion of Rava. Everybody should have a marvelous, wonderful day.